Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 928. I'm Jeff, and this is, again, The People Speak. We're talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder.
Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to have a chance to come here and say a few words and talk a little bit about what's going on in Randolph County as it relates to Randolph County government. And happy to be here on this cloudy fall day. I believe 2 weeks ago when I was in here, it was about 90 degrees. But it's really has changed quite a bit since then.
It's like they say about Southern Illinois, if you don't like the weather, stick around, it'll change.
Oh, it does, and it changes quickly. But now we're into fall, and this is, we're near the end of October, where this is the last full week of October. Then next week is close to a full week. But with the beginning of November, we start the last month of the fiscal year for Randolph County, so we're in full swing working on budgets and projections for next year, and to lay out what we estimate our spending to be and how we're going to make that work. Of course, the process starts with putting down, I usually start with putting down what everyone kind of wants. We've held the budget hearings about 2 weeks ago, and people put their wish list together. And then we kind of fill those in and see what it totals up to, and then begin the process of saying, well, what can we do without, and how can we consolidate these together, and how can we put together different opportunities to a little bit less spending here. Or one example I was working with is trying to balance overtime versus the possibility of another correctional officer, i.e. jailer. Would we be better off to hire one additional person or to go with the overtime aspect? And you take a look at those types of things, and should we try to get two police cars this year or one? That type of issue. We have touched the microphone. We have a 10 squad cars on patrol. So if you just change, if they last 5 years, that's two a year. So you go through them quite a bit faster, and that doesn't count the ones such as transportation vans, and then the ones that are used by emergency management and the assessor and coroner, and those particular uses as well. So there's quite a few vehicles involved, and how many you're going to use, and what we estimate. Excuse me. What we estimate our budget to be for different aspects of general operations, and should we make repairs on this particular area of the courthouse, or hold that one off for a year, and those types of things. So that gets into the final prospect, but we don't get down to that actual process until about 1 week before, when you really start tuning it up to what we're going to have to pass on the 1st of December.
Right, which will be here before you know it.
Oh, it is. That's only about 6 weeks away. It comes around very quickly anymore, but it's moving forward and doing well in the initial processes of it to see what we're going to have. This year it'll be a little bit different because the real estate taxes did go out just a little bit later and anticipated due to a couple of issues with the state of Illinois and being able to process things and our annual four-year. You're required once every 4 years to do the reassessments and those types of things. And it kind of delayed the process, so we probably won't get our final distributions of real estate taxes until after December 1st. So this year we'll show a little bit less than projected on real estate taxes. Next year we'll have the additional amounts in them. And so it lay it out that way. And in our estimates of state income tax, state replacement tax, those types of things to come in.
Yeah. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take a break here. We'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. You're listening to The People Speak. We'll be right back. 938. This is The People Speak, as the old Western theme kind of rolls out there.
Yes, it's very nice. I enjoy listening to it. That's the mid-break theme when you've done it, been in here a few times, and I always appreciate the opportunity to come in here and mention a few things. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about the Randolph County budget that we're working on and putting together, and related to that was a couple of engineered projects that we're taking a look at for roads. One of them I'd mentioned 2 weeks ago when I was in here last. It was the road, I forgot the county road number. It runs from Wine Hill down to Rockwood. There's a bridge on that that we're led a contract for engineering to take a look at a replacement down there. And there's a secondary bridge that hasn't let the contract, but we're not for engineering. We're not sure if it's going to make the budget or not in the wish list, because all these, of course, have to be approved by IDOT through the Motor Fuel Use Fund, which is where a good portion of it comes out. Right. But it looks like we'll do at least one bridge in fiscal year 2020 and perhaps two, or get started on the second one. We did not do any in this fiscal year. The year fiscal year prior to that, we had done the Blair Road Bridge. That one got delayed a little bit with rain. That was a year that it just wouldn't, the summer that it wouldn't stop raining, but 2018. But that looks like some of the road ideas. I don't believe we're going to have any major road equipment that we're going to be looking at this year in it. But once again, we'll take a look through it and see how it shakes out. So that covers a good part of that.
Right. I know it's would be IDOT and the railroad, but I've heard rumors they're going to be doing some work.
Oh, yes. I should mention that. This is, I mean, it's a little bit, I'm aware of it, but I'm not the expert on it. But, and actually, that will start next week. And there'll be, should be some articles in the paper about it this week. But the railroad bridge, railroad crossing on Route 154, just west of the Kaskaskia River Bridge. That is the TMW right there at the TMW area. That crossing is a crossing, that spur belongs to the Kaskaskia Port District. Okay, and the Port District Executive Director, Ed Wellbacher, of course, is the expert on it. But I had some discussions with him, and I knew that was slated for repair. Well, as it stands right now, they are planning on closing Route 154 at that railroad crossing Monday, a week from today. And they anticipate 1 week closure. Of course, that'll depend on the weather. So there'll be detours from Route 154 if you're heading towards Redbud. Obviously, that's going to change. You're not going.
Right.
You'll either have to detour down to Evansville or up to, because you have to get across the Kaskaskia River, or up to up the Baldwin Blacktop to New Athens and that area, and then back down. So it's going to make difficulty. I know it was was a real planning process for the Redbud School District because they pick up in Baldwin. I believe if I heard correctly, they have roughly 60 students on this side of, on the Baldwin side of the river, that they're going to have to make arrangements, and they'll have a couple of different, a north pickup area running north through New Athens, and they'll have a south pickup area running south down through Evansville that they'll have to work on. So it's going to lengthen their bus rides and their issues. But I know they're working on planning for that. And of course, for all the other transportation. And there were some discussions about where they would put the state highway detours. Now, us local people, we know a few ways around that I can't advertise, but still it's going to make it difficult for that week that they're closed. But that is important, because that railroad crossing has been there quite a while. I think it's been there almost 20 years, 18 to 20 years. And the bottom has, the foundation of that crossing has deteriorated, and that's what creates that bump and that dip. And we'll have to go down there and have to pull the tracks out, pull all that old concrete out, regrade it, or put it to a new level, put the foundation back in there at a new level, and obviously cure the concrete and everything before they can come back across it with the tracks. So that's why it takes quite a bit of time in order to get that accomplished, because you have the concrete cure times and those issues, assuming, and like I said, that assumes good weather. But what I was going to say is detours around it, and I'm not exactly sure what they have planned. They were talking about one detour, the signs beginning down at the Chester Bridge and then up at Hecker in that area, obviously Red Bud Waterloo, and then maybe even into Sparta would be where the detour signs will go up to accommodate it. But detours for IDOT, detours have to stay on state highway. They can't detour over a non-state highway, what we call county roads.
Right.
So they'll be listed that way, but that'll take a while. I know it's going to be an inconvenience for a lot of people, myself included.
I know a lot of people in this area that work like up at Red Bud Industries and places up there,
and they'll need to be making their plans for that, because that will obviously be an issue. And there are a couple local ways around it, for us local people that know them. Because the state route, if you have to follow the state highways and the trucks and obviously the large transportation will, obviously it's going to be quite a bit more for them. But this area, this bridge does need to, this crossing, I keep calling it a bridge, I don't know why, this crossing really does need to be repaired, because it is only going to deteriorate further if it's not taken care of.
Right. I had inquired a number of years ago when I was working at the newspaper, they crossing, I believe, in Steelville was getting pretty bad. And the question was raised with the railroad, why don't you just build it up and put like thicker concrete with heavy trucks across it? It's going to push it down. They said the problem with that is if they build it up to where it has no give to it and you have a train coming along there at 40, 50 mile an hour, they hit that and it's almost like they're going to jump and it can cause the train to derail.
Exactly. And I know there's issues involved in it. Obviously, that type of engineering is not my specialty.
Right.
I understand the general concepts that they talk about, but I don't know the exact details. But they have to run to specific grades for those issues. Now, this one obviously is a spur off the railroad for a delivery line there into the port district, what is we call it TMW, because TMW has their operation there, but it's actually the Kaskaskia Port District is a spur that goes in there, and so it's low speed,
right,
for as far as rail goes, and it's not used a tremendous amount from the rail, but nevertheless it's still an important one, and it's used a lot from the road, and if you drive across it and I can always tell when people, I'm following somebody and I say, well, they know the road because they knew how to get over to the edge and not hit that bump so hard, and you see someone hit the bump and well, they must not be familiar with the road, with the crossing, but you find those spots in it where you can go across and it's not quite as rough as normal.
Right.
So anyway, that is a very important thing to mention, although that is not Randolph County per se, that is IDOT, because it is their road and their crossing that they have to deal with. So, but it is nevertheless something that's going to affect Randolph County. So they try to keep the local authorities in the loop on what's going on, and that's kind of where I brought in what I had found out about it.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. We got another break here. Let's go ahead and take that, and we'll talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back. 9:53. Got, depending on which clock you look at here, got about 7.5 minutes left in the program. So.
Sure. Not a problem at all. It's always good to have a chance to come in here and say a few words and talk a little bit about what's going on in Randolph County government. I think I mentioned quite a bit about the budget operations, which is what is taking place now. And we talked a little bit about roads, road plans for next year and other budget plans. And, of course, we talked about the closing of 154 next week. And it's anticipated it'll be shut down for about 1 week, depending on the weather, while they rebuild that crossing just west of the Kaskaskia River Bridge there at it's basically what's known as TMW, and Gateway FS now occupies that. And I didn't mention Gateway FS a while ago, but that crossing that belongs to railroad crossing that belongs to Kaskaskia Port District.
Right.
Aside from that, that covers some of the larger things happening in Randolph County. But on the other notes, everything has been going very well. Moving into another fall and looks like harvest is going very well. And
true,
seems to be coming off. I haven't heard any reports from Farm Bureau, but I'm sure they're going to be in here with some reports here before long as to how they're progressing. But it seems to be progressing very well. It's as far as weather, it's been a pretty good year.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember back in the spring, we had quite a bit of flooding. The rivers have stayed up over the summer. They stayed what I'll call bank full, and they're actually just a little bit, they're into flood stage just a little bit, right around 30 feet, basically just kind of on the foot of the toe of the levee, what they call the beginning of it. For as dry as it's been here, that's not a real good sign going into the winter when it's usually wet. Normally, they're about as low as they're going to be, so but we'll have to see how the rains up north go and those types of things, but hopefully we won't have any more flooding next year like we've had the last several. Right. But we are kind of set up for it a little bit, so we're kind of watching that very closely to see how it'll go. And those are some of the larger ones. You know, we had the rededication of the Fort Kaskaskia, Fort DeChart down there on the Prairie du Rocher. I call it Fort Kaskaskia, but it's Fort DeChart. 2 weeks ago, that was a very nice event. They are just passing their 100th year as a state park. We became a state, Illinois State Park, basically 100 years ago. They weren't exactly sure of the date, but it was kind of the middle of October. So they had a nice dedication there, and it was a good opportunity to see that facility. It is it's a very fine facility. I remember playing around there when I was a kid. Of course, there's nothing like, you know, boys like to climb on stone walls. So
right.
That was a good opportunity. And
it's interesting to go out and see, just to look around. I mean, you know, some of the buildings have been you know, reconstructed and such, but you know, you can still see foundations of some of the original buildings there,
and they are the original foundations of it as to when it was originally there. 300 years ago, it's a very unique part of history of our area, and it is nice to see that and to be able to enjoy it and to visit it is a very good part of Randolph County history. Also, Randolph County had been working on the shelter at Fort Kaskaskia, Fort Gage, as it's called, the old name Gage, Fort Kaskaskia. They had rebuilt the shelter about 2 years ago and rededicated it. This summer, they rebuilt what I call the knee wall, so that little stone wall around the viewing area, around the overlook area. That had deteriorated quite a bit over the years. Of course, it's been there 70, 80 years, so you're going to have that. Those were the foundation, Randolph County Foundation, was able to receive donations and raise money, and they rebuilt these knee walls, and they look very nice. And I saw those, what I'll call the final job on them, about a week ago. I think it was 1 week ago. They looked very well. I think they still had just a little bit of cleanup around them, but they had done a tremendous job. They put a real nice stone cap on them that really looks good, and it'll help them hold up for a long period of time. So right. That project is pretty well nearing completion. About the only thing remaining on the old shelter now is, and it's still maybe just a bit early, is to try to get it painted, stained, to finish that up. But it has to weather for a year or so before they're ready to do that.
You know, you really wouldn't think we've talked about it before, but the use that building gets.
Oh, it has a tremendous amount of use during the summertime. I know when I was a Boy Scout leader many years ago, we had a number of Boy Scout campouts in the area. It's just a very good facility for that type of event, and there's a number of weddings, family reunions that take place there. There's quite a few people that camp there on a year-round basis, and it's a very nice facility, you set out there for an hour or so, you'll see a lot of people come by and stop and enjoy the view and overlooking the confluence there of the Kaskaskia and the Mississippi River. So it's a very nice facility, and we're happy to see that rebuilt and up and going again.
And over years, they had the music fest too, which is just a little bit further down from that. But
there's a lower view, probably one of the next projects they need to work on, and which will no doubt take some fundraising to do. They need to do some more additional work on the Pierre Menard home down below. That is starting to show its age, and of course, an all wooden structure like that requires a tremendous amount of maintenance. And it just hasn't been receiving state maintenance like you'd want, I guess, in terms of the state of Illinois. It's a very, very small thing, but that facility needs some maintenance, everything from painting to some, you know, boards replaced, leveled. And when you have a wood roof like that, a shake roof, you have to keep that thing in good shape. If you have a roof that leaks, you're going to damage your building very quickly. And I know it's getting to where it might be having some problems, some sagging problems on some of the major roof beams and those types of things that are going to have to be addressed and fixed in order to bring that up. But over the next 5 years or so, that's going to become something that's going to have to be worked on as well. But it's a very fine part of Randolph County history, and we would like to keep it going.
That's one thing I'll say about Randolph County. There's a lot of history here.
Well, yeah, it's, as our slogan goes, it's where Illinois began. And when you look at it, that would be normal. In early days when this area was being settled, river travel was the way you moved around, because there were no roads, and everything was woods, so you'd only have just trails to go through. Mm-hmm. And so if anyone traveled much, they traveled by riverboat. And so any confluences of rivers where they came together, such as, you know, Cairo, where Mississippi and Ohio came together, that was an early settlement. You know, St. Louis was an early settlement. It had the Mississippi River and the Missouri River came together. And then right here in Randolph County, you had the Kaskaskia River and the Mississippi River came together, and that created the first settlement there and became a part of the original parts of Illinois, one of the original parts.
True. And of course Kaskaskia Island over there as well.
Oh yes. and that's it's a very fine part of history. But of course the river changed course then. Mm-hmm. Talking history here, the river changed course in, what was it, 1840, I believe it was, or maybe it's a little sooner than that, and I lost out. I don't remember the exact date, right. But that changed the island and the shape of it, but it was originally part of it.
Right. If you stood in the original part of the city, you'd be under some water.
But. Oh, yeah, the original part of the city would be under what is now the Mississippi River. Mm-hmm. But the Mississippi River was on the western side of it. It came down the western area over there. And when the river comes up, you can see the original layouts in it, but when the river's down, it just kind of looks like a swampy area, a marshy area. It's pretty well silted in since then.
All right, well, it looks like we're out of time, but thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. I always enjoy the opportunity to come by and talk a little bit about Randolph County.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. Have a great day.